Nolte, Elizabeth Warren admits unequivocally her campaign mistreated women of color. By John Nolte on February 7, 2020. Elizabeth Warren admits complaints about her failing presidential campaign mistreating women of color are true. The far-left Politico exposed a toxic work environment in the Warren campaign where six minority women fled over an atmosphere some described as toxic. One where they felt tokenized by a political operation desperate to bring color into the space but not the knowledge and voice that comes with it. During an appearance on far-left MSNBC, Warren said, "I believe these women without any equivocation." Warren went on to apologize personally that they had a bad experience on the campaign. Senator Ed Warren blames America's legacy of racism and oppression for her campaign staff creating a toxic work environment for their minority staff. pic.twitter.com/29udnl7. Tom Elliott, at Tom's Elliott, February 7, 2020. So, yeah, more bad news for Indian Princess Seriali. Before we get into the details, let's first ask ourselves why a fake news outlet like Politico would publish a story damaging to a fellow left-wing extremist like Warren. That's an easy one: Warren is toast. She took a swan dive in Iowa, coming in third behind Boy Mayer and Jurassic Marxist, and she's currently polling in the low teens in New Hampshire, where she could come in fourth behind Pete Buttigieg, who's surging, Bernie Sanders, and even Burisma Joe Biden. In other words, because her presidential aspirations are almost certainly dead, it's safe for Politico to pose as objective journalists with a hit like this. In fact, if Trump is to be defeated, what the Democrat Party needs now more than anything is some clarity in the nomination. And Warren dropping out will bring that clarity a little closer. Anyway, this is the environment minorities face when they go to work for a white woman who spent 40 years posing as a minority. A half dozen women of color have departed Elizabeth Warren's Nevada campaign in the run-up to the state's caucuses with complaints of a toxic work environment in which minorities felt tokenized and senior leadership was at loggerheads. The six staffers have left the roughly 70-person Nevada team since November, during a critical stretch of the race. Three of them said they felt marginalized by the campaign, a situation they said didn't change or worsened after they took their concerns to their superiors or to human resources staff. A recently departed staffer, also a field organizer, granted anonymity because she feared reprisal, echoed that sentiment. "I felt like a problem, like I was there to literally bring color into the space but not the knowledge and voice that comes with it," she said in an interview. She added, "We all were routinely silenced and not given a meaningful chance on the campaign. Talk about bad timing. This is all happening in Nevada, which holds its caucus in 15 days. And as Politico correctly points out, if Warren is wiped out in New Hampshire, her likely last chance will be Nevada. Worse still, Nevada has a large Hispanic vote. So how well will this story go down with a Democrat base in Nevada? A base obsessed with identity politics." The story also plays into Warren's biggest weakness: the fact that she is widely seen as a phony. As Bernie has surged ahead of Warren, gobbling up the far-left vote, Warren has gone on a woke crusade to try and woo everyone back. She's moved right into crazy town, thanking illegal immigrant for working on her campaign, pushing the Trayvon Martin hoax, declaring that transgender children will have approval over her education secretary. So while Warren is pandering to minorities in public, in private, and by her own admission, her campaign is treating minorities like tokens. And already Team Trump is trolling her. Good grief, if their own campaign can't treat people like actual human beings, how is Warren equipped to run an entire country? You guys need a job? Come join at teamtrumppic.twitter.com/erpmelk7d. Katrina Pearson, at Katrina Pearson, February 6, 2020. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.